Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. This message is another in the series on the book Callous Disregard by Andrew Wakefield. And I'll pick up where I left off yesterday. We were talking about the Lancet 12 and the kids that were showing up at the hospital, referred by pediatricians whose parents had observed that after the MMR vaccine, the children had experienced serious bowel problems followed by behavioral disintegration. And there were lots of clues that indicated that the bowel and cognitive problems were related. In addition to onset at the same time, these kids had colonoscopies to confirm their conditions, which required complete evacuation of the bowel, as you guys know. Parents reported that their children had never been calmer than they were after this evacuation. Also, anti-inflammatories to treat the bowel consistently resulted in behavioral improvement. So not only was the onset of the behavioral and bowel problems pretty simultaneously, but also the fact that traditional treatments or approaches to bowel seemed to make the kids behave better. Now, the paper trail concerning Wakefield's and the Royal Free's experience with litigation makes it almost impossible to believe that nobody knew that Wakefield was involved. And you might remember from my previous message that one of the accusations is that Wakefield willfully withheld evidence about his involvement in litigation from The Lancet when the article was published. In fact, the entire hospital knew, and the hospital was involved mainly because the powers that were running the hospital at the time were so concerned about the ramifications of lawsuits concerning vaccines. Dr. Ari Zuckerman, the dean of the medical school, objected to Wakefield conducting a study funded by the Legal Aid Board. And remember, this study was completely separate from the group that became known as the Lancet 12. This study would be funded by the Legal Aid Board to look at Crohn's disease as possible side effect of MMR. He justified his objection by stating that he objected to lawyers funding research when a specific action is contemplated, in this case a lawsuit. But Wakefield countered that drug companies fund research with a specific action to follow, which is the marketing of their drugs, and nobody seemed to be concerned about that. Wakefield later found out that the real concern was that the Department of Health feared that it would be sued along with the drug companies. Funds were transferred to the school for the study, and Zuckerman placed a block on the funds so they couldn't be used. He also was corresponding with the chief medical officer who had spearheaded the UK MMR policy to express his concerns. In the meantime, Wakefield had communicated his concerns about the MMR vaccine to an agency charged with providing independent advice to the Department of Health about vaccines. The committee failed to take any action, and it was later discovered that most of the committee members had drug company ties. Zuckerman then sought advice from Dr. Mac Armstrong, chairman of the Ethics Commission of the British Medical Association, who advised him that it was okay for Wakefield to do the research and that the Department of Health would be informed of the results. He stated that funding of research by special interest groups was common, and that as long as the funders were not influencing the outcomes, there was no problem at all. He further stated that delaying the research because it might be embarrassing to the government or anyone else was not a legitimate reason. It was communicated in the form of a letter, which was provided to Wakefield in 2004 when the General Medical Council was investigating. And I think it's important at this point to point out that in Wakefield's book, this isn't a he said, she said. There's a pretty good and solid paper trail documenting what Wakefield has to say about all of this. Dr. Armstrong's letter really was sort of a reprimand to Zuckerman for suggesting that the research should not take place since the results might be embarrassing. But Zuckerman completely ignored it and then approached the ethics committee at the hospital as if the former exchange had never happened. Tired of the ordeal and ready to move on, Wakefield was actually ready to return the money and look for funding from another source, and for some unknown reason, Zuckerman removed the hold on the funds. So that'll conclude today's chapter, but the bottom line is that this allegation that nobody knew about this litigation is ridiculous. There is even a paper trail of correspondence with The Lancet about it, and there was quite a bit of media coverage at the time in addition to the paper trail at the hospital. And the common problem seems to be that people not familiar with the issue, who haven't read the paper, who still insist on talking about it and making allegations, gosh, does that sound familiar. So we'll start again on Monday and learn more about this fascinating book. That's all for now, and have a great day.